Despite steady improvements in child well-being since the early 90s, Nevada continues to lag behind the rest of the nation in child health, education, economics, and family and community life. That's according to the newest Kids Count report released today by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Aaliyah Goody, a data analyst with the Child Advocacy Alliance in Las Vegas, to talk about the report and what the state can do to improve in the future.
Nevada was ranked 47th in the latest Kids Count study. Now, what are some of the measures used, and how did the state fare in those individual domains?
The Kids Count report is based on 16 different indicators, and these indicators are placed into four different categories of health, family and community, economic well-being, and education.
By far, Nevada's worst score was in education, right?
Right.
What were some of the things that we saw there?
Interestingly enough, it did do better than it did last year, because last year in the 2018 Kids Count data book, education was actually ranked at 49. And so we were basically second to last in the nation in education. A lot of it, especially in something we focus on as an organization, is making sure that young children within the ages of 3 and 4 are either in pre-K or Head Start.
Do we know roughly how many students are in pre-K or enrolled in pre-K programs?
I know specifically the statistic for this year is that 63% of children ages 3 and 4 are not in school. So it's a huge difference between the two. It's not even half and half. It's more than half aren't in school. And I think one of the big things for our state is that we really don't have enough funding for those programs. And we've seen in the data that children who start off in pre-K or Head Start generally do better than their peers as they are progressing and moving through school. And so one of the reasons this rank continues to fare low within our state, I think, is because we're not giving our children that fair chance to easily be enrolled in pre-K or Head Start as they're younger, and it's affecting them as they continuously move through school. And so we see those scores of fourth graders who aren't proficient in reading and eighth graders not proficient in math. And really, I think we could really make a big difference if we ensured and helped our children be enrolled in pre-K or Head Start, and definitely getting the funding for that.
You touched on something a few seconds ago, talking about growth and seeing improvement. It's not all doom and gloom that, you know, Nevada saw improvement in 13 of the survey's 16 measures. You know, what do you make of that?
I think I definitely want to say, and I know especially within the state, we talk a little bit about doom and gloom a lot because we're not always doing so great, but I believe we are trying to make steps and trying to make progress in improving our child well-being within the state. So it's not to say that as a state we're not doing anything, because that's definitely not the case. I believe there are so many passionate people within our communities and in these organizations really fighting to make sure that our children have a chance to grow up and be healthy and have good well-being and do well in school. However, we also have to consider the fact that while we're improving, other states improve at the same time. And so it's not necessarily that we aren't doing better, but we have to continue to push to do more for our children to make sure that we continuously do better. And it's not just, you know, we do better one year and we feel like that's enough, but we have to continue to build on what we've done and continue to build on that as we move forward.
In that same vein, what can policymakers, what can lawmakers do to continue to push Nevada into the future and see that improvement that you're talking about?
We talk a lot about in the state right now about the census that is about to come up. So the census is very important because the census is how we get that funding for a lot of different child programs. But we also know that children are, you know, being missed. And so I would say one of the short-term goals right now is to continuously working towards to make sure we can count all of our children within the state to make sure we're not missing out on funding that's going to essentially help our children. And then I would say long-term is to continue to, as data comes out, really diving into it and really understanding it in order to figure out what are the best ways and what programs or what policies are going to work. And then also making sure, as you are looking at that data, that you're disaggregating that data and you're also addressing those ethnic and racial inequities that are within those data.
Aaliyah Goody is with the Children's Advocacy Alliance. Aaliyah, thank you so much for joining me.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
As a note of disclosure, the Annie E. Casey Foundation is a financial supporter of NPR.